Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Thursday, February 25th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by AppFigures. Leading off today, Apple's music publishing head, Elena Siegel, has confirmed what had already seemed very likely, that there will never be an Apple Music tier that is free and ad-supported. Siegel made the statement at a British government hearing into the economics of music streaming, designed to investigate whether artists are paid enough. Siegel explained that there are two reasons why an ad-supported tier of Apple Music wouldn't be the right approach for Apple. First, she said that the company doesn't think ad-supported service growth can generate enough revenue to support a healthy overall ecosystem. This would presumably mean it's harder to pay out artists a fair value when the music services are free and supported by ads. She also added that Apple is against these types of services in general because of its fundamental values on privacy. Siegel also weighed in on whether the current system of paying artists and composers is fair, and in particular whether the streaming music industry should switch to what's known as a user-centric policy. This would mean that for each listener, the royalties portion of their subscription would be divided only among the right holders of the artist they listen to. But what's unclear is whether this approach is more fair for artists, and you'll get arguments on both sides. Siegel said that Apple was open to this type of agreement, but that it would be immensely difficult to reach consensus agreement on such a change. So ultimately, while we now know there won't be an Apple Music free tier to compete with Spotify, what's still unknown is whether the company has any plans to compete with the upcoming Spotify Hi-Fi lossless audio tier this year. In other news, Target is planning to expand its focus on Apple products. The retailer announced today that it will open Apple shopping destination experiences in retail stores around the United States, while also overhauling the experience of buying Apple products from the Target website. Target says the new shopping destinations offer an even easier way to shop for Apple products at Target by bringing the products and accessories together into one space that's been designed for hands-on demonstrations and the ability to easily see everything in one area. Target shoppers will also be able to receive help from Target tech consultants, who will receive specialized training from Apple. In a rendering from Target, you can see that this new shopping experience bears design similarities to Apple's own retail stores, with bright lighting and product displays. It's also similar to the experience currently available in many Best Buy stores. The new Apple shopping features will come first to 17 Target stores this month, and the retailer plans to expand to more locations throughout the remainder of 2021. The new stores will be located in Minnesota, California, Oklahoma, Texas, Florida, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, Delaware, and New York. In addition to the new physical retail experience, Target is also overhauling the experience of shopping for Apple products online. This new Apple storefront is live today on Target's website, and it aggregates all of Apple's products and accessories into a central location with details on pricing, warranties, and more. In a statement, Apple said that it looks forward to continuing to work with Target on exciting new ways to serve customers in-store and online. Finally, Target currently does not sell Mac computers in-store or online, and it does not appear that this will change as part of this new partnership, with Target's focus remaining on things like the iPhone, iPad, Apple Watch, and HomePod. We are sponsored this week by AppFigures. Do you want to get the numbers behind popular apps and games? This Week in Apps is a new newsletter from AppFigures that rounds up mobile insights and trends every week. It's data first with no fluff. You can sign up for free at appfigures.com/newsletter. This Week in Apps is a highlight of my inbox every Friday, and you don't want to miss out. That's appfigures.com/newsletter. My thanks to AppFigures for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. Rounding out today, Apple is widely expected to debut a redesigned iMac with Apple Silicon inside sometime this year, as previously reported by reliable outlets such as Bloomberg. Now, a new report claims that the redesigned iMac will also be available in multiple colors similar to the newest iPad Air. In a new video, leaker John Prosser, who has a mixed track record, claims that he's being told the redesigned iMac will use the same colors as the fourth generation iPad Air. If this turns out to be correct, it would mean that the redesigned iMac would be available in space gray, silver, rose gold, green, and sky blue. The images in this leak are simply concepts, and the specifics remain unclear. It's anyone's guess as to whether Apple will follow through with this plan, given that Prosser says these Macs are in the prototype stage. The video does not offer any additional detail on Apple's plans for the 2021 iMac refresh. Reliable sources such as Bloomberg and Ming-Chi Kuo have reported more details on Apple's plans to redesign the iMac after more than a decade. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman has said that the new iMac will feature a design inspired by the Pro Display XDR. The iMac redesign has been described as one of the biggest visual updates to any Apple product this year. It will remove the chin area from the bottom and add a flat back instead of the current curved design. There will be two versions to replace the existing 21.5 and 27-inch models, and those screen sizes could get bigger if Apple slims down the bezels. For now, we would treat the rumor of colorful iMacs with skepticism because it has not been corroborated by any other sources. But nonetheless, we do expect a redesigned iMac with Apple Silicon inside later this year. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.